as you know, we were woken up yesterday morning with the news that the Gaza flotilla had been attacked and numerous people had been killed. Almost immediately thereafter, we were told that there would be demonstrations starting in Ramallah, which is where we were staying in the ISM apartment. Emily went to the demonstration with two other ISM activists, and from Ramallah, it moved south to the Calandia checkpoint terminal, which is the entrance to the West Bank, where the apartheid wall strings through the West Bank. Technically, it's not the separation between the West Bank and Israel. It's the separation between occupied East Jerusalem and occupied West Bank, both of which are Palestinian territory. So there was a demonstration at the Calandia checkpoint terminal against the flotilla massacre. I wasn't at the demonstration myself, but as far as I understand, there were a large number of people holding flags from various nations and protesting against the extreme violence that had just occurred. According to the ISM activist that was standing next to Emily, Israeli border police began firing tear gas canisters directly at them, at their faces, and they began to move out of the way. This is in direct violation of international law, incidentally, which strictly states that tear gas canisters should be fired in a high arc, giving demonstrators a chance to see where they're being aimed, because they shouldn't be shot as projectiles. They should be used strictly as a means of releasing gas to dispersed crowds. So the canisters are being fired as projectiles at people's faces, and they shot a large number of canisters directly at Soren and Emily as they were trying to run away. Soren says that a canister landed on either side of Emily before the third one hit her directly next to her left eye, and ultimately needed to be removed. Three metal plates were put into her head, and the bones surrounding her eye socket, her cheekbone, and her jawbone were all fractured.
How is her health otherwise? Is she expected to make a recovery besides losing her eye?
I believe so. I believe that everything else should heal fairly successfully.
And there's a history of the IDF using tear gas canisters as weapons against peaceful demonstrators. Is that right? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, there's actually a history of the IOF using all sorts of riot, what they call, quote, riot dispersal methods, just as a means of injuring people unnecessarily. I have a cast on my arm right now, covered in Emily's artwork, from when I was shot 2.5 months ago, from 4 meters away, with a rubber-coated steel bullet, which entered my arm and fractured the bone. Tear gas canisters fired directly at people killed Bassem Abu Rahma in Bilayim last year, and a high-velocity tear gas canister hit the back of Tristan Anderson's head and caused very severe permanent brain damage a year ago. Tristan Anderson was an ISM activist from Berkeley, California.
Remind our listeners then a little bit more about Tristan Anderson's case. We spoke with people who were there that day, mm-hmm. but what's his progress?
Yeah, he's expected to return home sometime soon to the Bay Area. He's been at Tel HaShamir Hospital in Tel Aviv for over a year now, since being struck in Nailin. From what I understand, he's able to walk and talk, and his brain function is impaired, but he's expected to make a recovery and start trying to piece together a life. I should mention that all these people, Emily, Tristan, Bassem, who was killed, and myself, were all standing peacefully when we were hit with these projectiles that were fired directly at us.
And finally, are there plans for continued demonstrations, or is this kind of putting a damper on the demonstrations against the flotilla attack?
Well, the sad truth is that Palestinians are injured in varying degrees, but with this severity, I would say maybe once every other week. There are 10 weekly nonviolent demonstrations across the West Bank against land confiscation, and brutal riot dispersal methods like these are used at all of them. Palestinians are injured in this way all the time. I think that a moment like this is definitely time to pause and reflect on the tragedy that puts us in this position, of, you know, the violence on the Gaza boats, the violence that is carried out daily in the West Bank and in Gaza, and the violence that our demonstrations are treated with. But if we allow our voices to be silenced, this extreme use of violence, then we allow these human rights violations to go uncontested.